Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Camtek fourth quarter 2012 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded February 21st, 2013. I would now like to hand the call over to Mr. Kenny Green of CCG Investor Relations. Mr. Green, would you like to begin?
Thank you, and good day to all of you. I would like to welcome all of you to Camtek's fourth quarter and full year 2012 results conference call, and I would like to thank Camtek's management for hosting this call. With us on the line today are Mr. Roy Porat, Camtek's CEO, and Mr. Moshe Eisenberg, Camtek's CFO. Roy will start the call by discussing recent developments within the company and in the market, and will also discuss the outlook. Moshe will give the overview of Camtek's financial performance in the fourth quarter and summarize the financial results. Before we begin, may I remind our listeners that certain information provided on this call are internal company estimates unless otherwise specified. In addition, this call may contain forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Statements on this call are made as of today, and the company undertakes no obligation to update any of the forward-looking statements contained, whether as a result of new information, future events, changes in expectations, or otherwise. Investors are reminded that actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for services and products, the timely development of new services and products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to other risks identified in the company's filings with the SEC. Please note that the safe harbor statement contained in today's press release also covers the contents of this conference call. In addition, during this call, certain non-GAAP financial measures will be discussed. These are used by management to make strategic decisions, forecast future results, and evaluate the company's current performance. Management believes that the presentation of non-GAAP financial measures is useful to investors' understanding and assessment of the company's ongoing core operations and prospects for the future. A full reconciliation of non-GAAP to GAAP financial measures is included in today's earnings release. With that, we will open, and after that, we'll open the call and be happy to answer your questions. Now I would like to hand the call over to Roy. Roy, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Kenny. Hello, and good morning to everyone. Thank you for joining us. Before I start the call, our fourth quarter review, please allow me to extend our condolences to Ronnie Keeper's wife and kids. Ronnie passed away a few days ago after a sudden heart attack. Ronnie was our Semiconductor Inspection Division VP for the past 2 years, has been doing a tremendous job for us, and we'll all miss him very much. Now, turning to the quarter results, let me begin by saying that in light of the current market conditions, I'm content with Camtek's business performance this quarter in 2012 in general. We finished the year with $84.5 million in revenues and a non-GAAP operating income of $5.3 million, and we generated $4.2 million in operating cash. While the fourth quarter revenues came in at the high end of our guidance and did drop compared to previous quarter, our close control over costs during the quarter allowed us to reduce our break-even point, enabling us to sustain minimum losses on a non-GAAP basis. Moshe will elaborate later on the intangible and non-GAAP write-offs we did in Sela and DMD. However, I do want to stress that we continue to believe in the growth potential of both Sela and DMD. Before the acquisitions, both DMD and Sela were companies with a strong need of financial support, and the low price we paid for them was certainly an indication of the risk involved. Although the early-stage nature of both these businesses still carries some risk, we see them as potential to Camtek's future growth. Overall, 2012 was a cyclical year for us and started off slowly, showed improvement with the stronger second and third quarters, and ended with a slow fourth quarter that, combined with the first quarter of 2013, we currently believe will be the bottom of the cycle. We do need to bear in mind the global economic uncertainty certainly limits our long-term visibility. Although our strategy for the new products is taking us longer than we initially planned, our core business are strong and allow us a good operational foundation. We recently launched a new inspection tool, the Phoenix, that has been extremely well accepted in the PCB market, and we are affirming our position in the fast-growing market of advanced packaging. Now, I'd like to provide a closer look at the market. The semiconductor business in the fourth quarter was mainly driven by our back-end inspection tool. As I mentioned earlier, the softness we witnessed in the fourth quarter is going into the first quarter. During 2012, we continued to strengthen our position in the advanced packaging segment of the back-end semiconductor inspection and metrology market. We maintain a very competitive product offering to the advanced packaging, and we certainly dominate some of the applications in that segment. We are glad to report that efforts made in the past year have yielded into first orders during the fourth quarter with one of our major OSATs. Although the first orders are for only a couple of tools, we believe they can allow us to a significant growth in the next few years. Furthermore, we continue our efforts to penetrate other accounts that have yet to buy from us. One hot topic in the industry we serve is 3D IC. To remind all of you, it is the name for a new packaging technology that is developed by most IDMs, foundries, and OSATs that will enable stacked devices one on top of each other versus one next to each other. This new technology will not only reduce space, but will also increase device performance, speed, and reduce power or battery consumption. Obviously, its cost benefit to the end customer is yet to be proven and will certainly dictate the penetration rate. Camtek is well positioned to offer a customer numerous solutions for inspection and metrology to cope with the challenges that this new technology brings. The opportunity is still in front of us, and we do estimate it will be a few years before the industry will see multiple capacity orders for 3D IC packaging. Our mission is to be involved in IDMs, foundries, OSATs, and some fabless accounts, and to be aligned and lead the needs for the future will bring, and in a good position for capacity buys as they unfold. An additional segment that we've talked about a lot during the past year was the LED. The market expectations for the LED segments anticipated a CAGR of 30% per year. Seems these expectations are taking longer. We continue to maintain a very good position in the market segment, and although we did sell a few tools in 2012 to the leading players, the anticipated very large growth did not realize. We are great believers in the segment. This potential also seems to be in front of us, and it's only a question of when. In the front-end part of the semiconductor business that includes the macro inspection tool, GANET, and the EXACT sample prep tool, the fourth quarter was slow. The transition from the proven technology of the EXACT to a mature tool has taken us more time than we initially anticipated. In 2012, we did not recognize revenues of EXACT sales, and this is after a successful 2011 where we generated approximately $10 million from sale of products. As we updated in the past, product maturity issues that came in light in 2012 did not allow us to continue the good start we had in 2011. We are continuing our R&D efforts to mature the product, which will enable us to leverage its technology benefits for a longer term. Despite the challenges, we do expect some follow-on orders from existing customers in the first half of 2013. Looking at the PCB inspection business, we continue to see low demand in the current market for tools. However, we are seeing an increase in utilization for our install base, and some customers are now discussing expansion plans. We are only a few weeks after the Chinese New Year and anticipate increasing visibility in the next few weeks. Although 2012, the PCB inspection market declined, despite this, we continue to invest in R&D and launch faster systems with increased detection capabilities and improvement in process capabilities. We've reduced the ratio of AOI to verification stations. In the last several years, we did experience some pricing pressure in the market, which we escalated in 2012. Despite this, Our Phoenix platform is getting very good traction, and the response from our customers is very positive. Since the cost structure of this product line is mainly low-cost Chinese, we do expect to continue to enjoy a profit contributing and cash generation from this business in the years ahead. To summarize, 2012 was a challenging year for us. On the positive side, I would highlight that our improving margin in the middle of the year due to the successful cost reduction process. On the other hand, in the short term, we expect the next one or two quarters to be as challenging as this last quarter. For Q1, we expect revenues to be between $16 and $18 million. I would like now to turn the call to Moshe for review of the financials. Moshe.
Thank you, Ronen, and hello, everyone. You can find the detailed results in the press release issued earlier today. Revenues for the fourth quarter of 2012 were $17.6 million. This is compared to $23.7 million in the prior quarter and $21.1 million in the fourth quarter of 2011. As Roy mentioned, the decline was due to a general weakness in the market reserves. For the fourth quarter, revenue from sales and services to the semiconductors industry were 61% of our total revenues, amounting to $10.7 million. With regards to our PCB business, we generated $6.9 million in revenues during the quarter, contributing 39% of our total revenues. Our geographical split of revenues for the quarter were China was the strongest region during the quarter, representing approximately 34% of overall revenues. Taiwan was 19%, Korea was 17%, and the rest of Asia was 7%. U.S. sales accounted for 9%, with the rest of the world was the remaining 14%. On a full year basis, our 2012 revenues were $84.5 million compared with $107 million in 2011. Before I summarize the financial results, I would like to provide more details on the reevaluation of Sela and DMD. As Roy mentioned previously, the continuing pressure and ongoing uncertainty surrounding our markets, as well as other elements, have led us to extend our anticipated time frame and moderate the forecasted pace of growing the Sela business. In addition, it is taking us longer than originally anticipated development period to bring DMD to the market. This led us to reevaluate the investment level on our books and resulted in a non-cash impairment of the related goodwill and intangible assets in accordance with ASC 350 and to adjust the contingent liabilities accordingly. In addition, we wrote down a portion of the Sela inventory related to older products. For our Sela product line, the write-downs included $1.5 million in acquired intangible assets and $1.4 million in inventory. These expenses were charged in the amount of $1.4 million to cost of goods sold and $1.5 million to operating expenses. For our DMD product line, we wrote down $1.6 million in acquired intangible assets. These expenses were charged to operating expenses. These expenses were partially offset by an adjustment to the contingent liabilities relating to Sela and DMD. We continue to invest in development of both of our DMD product and Sela, as we believe in their long-term viability and potential, and we expect them to contribute to our future growth. Unless otherwise mentioned, I will now summarize the rest of our results on a non-GAAP basis, which exclude write-downs and revaluation in respect of our Sela and DMD product lines, and share-based compensation. The reconciliation between GAAP and non-GAAP results also appear in the tables at the end of the press release issued earlier today. Gross profit for the quarter totaled $7.6 million, representing a gross margin of 42.9%. This is compared to $11.5 million or gross margin of 48.5% in the previous quarter and $8.9 million or 42.1% in the fourth quarter of 2011. The reduction in gross margin compared with prior quarters is primarily due to the lower revenue level, as we have a portion of our cost of goods sold, which is fixed. For the year, gross profit was $39 million, or gross margin of 46.1%, compared with a gross profit of $48.6 million, or gross margin of 44.5% last year. Operating expenses in the quarter were $8.1 million compared to operating expenses of $8.2 million in the previous quarter of previous quarter and $8.1 million in the fourth quarter of last year. For the year, operating expenses were $33.7 million versus $38.1 million last year. In the last several months, and especially in the fourth quarter, we have taken steps to reduce our operating expenses and to lower our break-even point. I'm happy to report that the new quarterly break-even point on an operating level is down from revenues of $21 to $22 million a quarter to below $20 million a quarter, depending on product mix and timing of operating expenses. We will continue to focus on cost efficiencies in 2013 too. Operating loss for the fourth quarter of 2012 was $0.6 million compared to an operating income of $3.3 million in the previous quarter and an operating income of $0.1 million in the fourth quarter of 2011. Full year operating income was $5.3 million or 6.3% of revenues compared with 10.5% or 9.8% of revenues in 2011. Our net loss for the fourth quarter of 2012 was $0.8 million or 3 cents per share compared to a net income of $3 million or 10 cents per share in the previous quarter and a net loss of $498,000 or 2 cents per share in the fourth quarter of 2011. For the year, we reported a net income of $4.7 million or 5.5% of revenues compared with net loss of $8.9 million or 8.3% of revenues in 2011. Cash and cash equivalents and short-term deposits as of December 31st, 2012 were $26 million compared with $26.3 million as of December 31, 2011. We generated operating cash flow of $2.9 million during the fourth quarter and a positive operating cash flow of $4.2 million for the full year. This was a result of improved processes as well as placing increased focus on collections in the fourth quarter. Our DSO increased to 120 days compared with 104 days that we reported in the previous quarter. We will now open the call for questions. Operator?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Jay Srivatsa of Chardan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Roy, in your commentary, you talked about how you are seeing signs that suggest that Q1 could be the bottom of the semi-cycle. Could you elaborate a little bit on what you're seeing and what gives you the confidence that that could be the bottom and how you see that playing out over the next few quarters?
Thanks for the question, Jay. I think confidence is a little, is not a word I would say. I think it's an estimation, I think be more precise. I think we're seeing it a little bit from basically most of the customers, both on the PCB side and the backend side. But I think it's yet to be proven. Some expansion plans were pushed out from Q4 to Q1, and now we're talking about Q2. I would say it's an estimation. I wouldn't say we have confidence to say that that Q2 is not will not be the same. That's why in the summer I said it could be one or two quarters of challenging quarters. And general anticipation in the market, and this is not something I'm saying. I think this is something out of analysts and people who have a wider view of the market are estimating that the second half will be better. But in terms of visibility, we don't have that visibility to the third or fourth quarter yet. So I would say it's more of an assessment. I wouldn't say we have confidence in saying about it.
All right. I may have missed this. I'm not sure I picked up what your guidance for Q1 was. Could you repeat that and also highlight within the semiconductor and PCB markets, where do you expect the weakness in Q1 to be?
Guidance for Q1 is pretty much flat. It's between 16 and 18. And we pretty much expect to be very similar on both PCB and semi side. There could be an option that we expect some orders from the Tela product, which is it's a high number for us. I mean, every tool is could be one and a half, maybe more than that, $1 million for a single tool. So if some of these expectations turn out to be in the first quarter, that could be a nice push. So overall, I think the mix should be pretty much the same as last quarter.
All right. Looks like you're taking some write-downs on Stella, and also looks like the DMD timeline is getting pushed out. I guess on DMD, what are you looking for in terms of making a determination on when to move on and abandon that product versus pursuing and continuing to invest in that space?
Okay. First of all, you know, I'm not sure if you guys know it or not, but in general, I think Israel in general has a very good or interesting pool talent of people with expertise in inkjet. And what we've done about 6 months ago is tap into this pool of talent and basically kind of replaced the two, three guys that were leading this project up to now. And we have a new guy leading this activity, Dr. Boaz Nitzan, with a PhD in chemistry. And he kind of aligned us into a new direction. I think the next milestone for us in terms of where are we with this would be somewhere in the summer. So I think around summer we should have a good indication of the key core process issues that were in front of us. If we pass that by summer, by the end of the year, we should be with a tool ready for testing, okay, to start beta or alpha. So I don't expect any revenues in 2013 from this activity. But if you want the shorter decision process, I think the next major milestone will be this summer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Porat to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available on Camtech's website, www.camtech.co.il, beginning tomorrow. Mr. Porat, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Thank you very much for everybody for joining us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes the Camtech fourth quarter 2012 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.